great show. Drowning in her collages and papers, she's half a page in the New York Times. It's so easy. The student of nature, you can tell by the lines in his face, and he's been getting around in his hometown. Believe me.
Flats for a pirate's dock in your painting from photos, crushing color from rock, but your palette's gray like the sky today, like the jeans you won't take off, like the ash falling from your smoke. Whoa.
That I once again rated the world's most boring city. I repeat, the world's most boring city. You literally can't do anything here except pay for overpriced drinks and food and potentially enjoy some.
Vancouver is known
to be a dull, pretending, boring, lame, with a bunch of people you don't care about.
Absolutely drab, soulless.
I don't know what else to say. You suck, Vancouver.
You suck.
Oh. Oh no. Well, at least we have Discorder.
Pick up a fresh edition of Discorder magazine at your local venues and record stores. We have the latest news on venues, concert reviews, cultural events, and more. This month features articles on Stefana Fertilla, Softus, Tim the Mute, Levitation Fest Vancouver, and Music Waste. Special thanks goes out to this month's sponsors, including Mint Records, The Rio Theater, Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Live from Vancouver, British Columbia, in unceded Musqueam territory. Today is June 25th, and this is A Face for Radio, and I am your host, Eric. And it looks like this is going to be our last show of the old station and the old sub. We are going to be moving. We are moving, and we will have our first broadcast of the new sub at 2 p.m. on Saturday. So be sure to check that out, to come by and check it out, because it will be, there's going to be a party from 1 to 5, and it's going to be fun. And to celebrate this change of pace, we've got a couple segments. Special segments today, and they are some songs that represent the time spent in this space, in the old space, and also time, and also the move forward into the new space with some bands that were supposed to, that are going to be playing there on Saturday. And finally, a couple other songs that I thought were suiting. So one of the songs that I think suits the time is quite the classic. I just purchased this album on Friday, last Friday. It is Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, their version of George Gershwin's folk opera, Porgy and Bess. And the song that I've picked is probably the most famous off it, but it's a wonderful song. And hey, it is summertime, so enjoy.
Thank you. is her.
These mornings, you gonna rise up singing. Yes, you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. Yes, with daddy and mommy standing by.
Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking.
So, kicking it off with Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And now we're going to play some music that's representative of my time here in the old sub. And which is related to, you know, getting started with CITR. So, the next set of three songs are dedicated to three people. And they're also representative of some of the bands I've played quite a bit and, you know, were or have been or and still are, you know, important to me with my time here. So, yeah, the first song is going to be Why Can't I Be the Man on Stage by the Apollo Ghosts off the album Landmark. And it's dedicated to former CITR president Ryan Rosell, who was, along with Eleanor, former president as well, and Eleanor Waring and Sarah Cordingly, the music department director, were the first few people who made me feel, you know, accepted at CITR and made it a place that I enjoyed coming to. And, you know, a part of the community. And since then, I've met gotten to know quite a bit better a number of great people who were involved with the station and all around the Vancouver music and arts community. So, and, you know, just at UBC. So it's too many people to dedicate songs to. So I'm going to dedicate songs to the first few who got it all started. So we're kicking it off with Why Can't I Be the Man on Stage, and Ryan actually sang this song with the Apollo Ghosts at their last show ever. And then I am going to play the song Fossoyeur by Lie off their EP Lie. And that one goes out to Sarah C, because, you know, it was one of the earlier Vancouver bands that I learned about when I was getting to know more about the scene, and I saw them play it live at Lunch and bought their album and have a broken drumstick of theirs signed at home. And they're a great band that I like a lot, and I think so does Sarah. And yeah, so I learned about them because of her. And then finally, we're going to finish off the next set with the song Here Comes the Nighttime, somewhat appropriate for, you know, the nighttime that is coming on to, that is arriving for the old station here. And that one goes out to Eleanor Waring, because I remember when we did the student special hour together, we were co-hosts of that, and it was when Reflector was coming out, which was super hyped, and we were so excited about it. And finally, when it came out, you know, we were just very, very happy. So we, you know, played it a bit, played a, you know, some Arcade Fire, and I thought this was an appropriate selection off that album. So let's kick it off with Why Can't I Be the Man on Stage by the Apollo Ghosts. Enjoy.
Thank you. God's the world. Yeah, nothing works, they say you don't mind. Left.
Why'd you eat the whole thing?
Because...
You snuck in my room and got him and shut the door. Because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
Because I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Me too. Me too, little lady. All right. So the last bit was the first part of our segment dedicated to the old space. And yeah, we played here. The last song was Here Comes the Nighttime by Arcade Fire off the album Reflector. And that song goes out to Eleanor. Before that, we listened to the song Fossoyeur by Lié. And that one goes off their EP, Lié. And that one goes out to Sarah C. Sweet Sarah C. And then the first song of that set was Why Can't I Be the Man on Stage by the Apollo Ghosts. Their album Landmark, that goes out to Ryan. All right. So let's keep this show on the road and kick it in with some tunes dedicated to the new space, you know? So first I'm going to kick it off with a new release or a track from a new release that will soon be on the CITR playlist, so I'm getting it before it's hot. And it is by Blonde Elvis off their EP or album. I'm not 100% sure because it's pretty small, but it could be an album, called Fit for Her. And then I'm going to play two bands that are for sure most definitely playing on Saturday. So one of those bands is a UBC band of sorts called TV Ugly. And then we're going to follow that up with Vancouver outfit Sur une Plage, which means on a beach, in case you didn't know and were wondering. So yeah, let's kick it off with Fit for Her by Blonde Elvis.
Come on. I'm not afraid to die.
And we are back. You just listened to the song Minimum by the Vancouver duo Sur en Plage, and it is off their album Léger Demain, or Fast Tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow Quickly, I don't know. And they will be playing at the CITR kickoff or opening party housewarming for the new sub, which begins at 1 p.m. on Saturday and goes until 5. We'll be having bands playing. There will be refreshing beverages. There will be great broadcasting opportunities for alumni and new folks to check out the station. And if you're still attached to the old station, like this next batch of songs is, don't worry, because there's a wake for the old sub tomorrow, Friday night, from 7 to 9 p.m. So make sure to check that out, especially if you can't come on Saturday. And if you can't come on Friday, then come on Saturday. And if you can come to both, then come to both. You know, why not? All right, and then before that, we listened to another band that's going to be playing, and they are called, on Saturday, and they're called TV Ugly, and the song was Owl King. It sounds a little rough, a little lo-fi, because it is off of their Rough Demos, which came out in March, so, you know, hopefully. Cool band. That's all I gotta say about that. And then we started it all off with Blonde Elvis, a band from Toronto, with the song Fit for Her off their album On Vanity. And I thought, I was looking at their Bandcamp, and they're apparently playing at a club in Toronto, or a venue in Toronto called Velvet Underground, which I thought was, that's so cool. Why isn't anyone named a venue Velvet Underground? Makes so much sense. So I Googled it while we were, you know, listening to those tunes, and it is, just seems like a not very cool bar. It seems, I mean, I don't know. I looked at the Yelp reviews and some Google images, so I might be completely wrong, but my look at it was like the Donnelly Group tried to make a steampunk bar, you know, because they wanted to be alternative. It's like they bought and repurposed the Hindenburg or something. But, yeah, just my opinion anyways. Still think Velvet Underground's a cool name for a bar. So the next set of songs, our last one here, is actually going to be, again, dedicated to the old sub. It's going to be dedicated to the old sub. And we're going to kick it off with the Dead Ghosts, who were supposed to be playing on Saturday on here, but apparently they canceled. I'm not 100% sure. Fingers crossed that they come back, because they're a great band, and nice people. And good softball players. And I decided to go with the song Summer with Phil because when I first listened to the album Can't Get No, which is a great album and that I've listened to many times over, Summer with Phil was the first song that I liked. I've gone on to dig all of the songs, and it's definitely not my favorite song off the album anymore, but, you know, for nostalgia's sake. So, we're going to play that, but first we've got to play some ads, so I am going to set that up. So, you know, dig in to this show promo, and then we are going to listen to The Dead Ghosts, followed by Bank Robber and Angel Olsen to close us off.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Follow me.
Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Shine down. Pretends to lay. Some made some paintings, some had some cares. Meeting all your heroes, that's all there is.
Stand your ground.
No one's gone.
All right. Well, that looks like that's that. We listened to Summer with Phil by the Dead Ghosts off the album Can't Get No. The first off our dedication for the second segment of Tunes for the Old Space. And these ones all have, you know, an ending theme to it. So, you know, Summer with Phil, going out for the summer, school's out. Then we listen to the song The End by Bank Robber, the version off the off his album Life's Nutso. I think the theme there is self-explanatory. And then we ended everything with Lights Out by Angel Olsen off Burn Your Fire for No Witness. And, you know, that's that. It's been a pleasure. I will be back next week broadcasting from the new studio. And I think I'll be helping out on the last broadcast from right here, Studio A in the old sub. You know, thank you for tuning in all this time. And yeah, that's about it. Just kidding. You thought I'd leave you on that depressing note? This is just the beginning. We are getting started.